The following is brought to you in part by MFC Studios. The views and opinions of the show's hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect those of the owners, management, or staff of WGBB. And now, it came from the radio.
Welcome to the special snowed-in edition of It Came From the Radio. This is your host, Mark Dora, speaking. With me in the studio, I have Hassan Gawin sitting across from us. And I have Charlie Saladino sitting across from us.
Hi, Charlie.
Hello, fun seekers.
So if any of you is listening on the radio somewhere out there, snowed in.
It's good that you're home.
Yes.
I hope you're home.
Yeah. Hope you're not in the car.
You're not in the car listening to the radio right now.
Not shopping at Macy's.
Under 10 feet of snow waiting for someone to dig you out because it ain't coming. It's the rescue that will never come.
You just might as well turn your car into an igloo and just start living, camping out.
Yeah, turn the heater on. Hope you can melt your way out.
with the cigarette heater? Yeah. Psst, psst. I'll get it eventually. Yeah.
Actually, don't turn the car on because you'll die of asphyxiation. And that's not a good. That's bad too. And that's a terrible.
We do not condone turning on the car.
Yeah, so don't do that.
Just freeze. Yeah. Okay.
Dig out, man. You're a human being.
You're in a human being. You're not a human
no,
being.
I said you're a human being.
Oh, all right.
I stuttered.
Dig out,
don't
man.
Don't make fun of my handicap. Move on.
So if anybody's having trouble listening to us on the air for some reason, you go online and you're totally one home.
Or listen the way you're listening. It might sound like a better show if you're having trouble. Every third word.
It's a much better show when you're listening.
These guys are brilliant.
Every third word you're listening to.
They're speaking in algorithms.
You can go online to www.am1240wgbb.com and you can listen to us on live audio streaming.
Live.
Also on GBB webcom website.
Should have reverb on that.
Live audio streaming.
You can actually see us on the webcam, which is right now on
the I refuse to wave the
live webcam.
It's just radio, not television. Darn it.
You're just going to...
I shouldn't have to dress up to come to
do a radio show?
I mean, well, I'm not dressed up, but you know what I mean. That's the theory.
There was, what was that? Imus. I was just flipping the channels one day and he had Imus.
He was in a tux?
He was just, no, he was just in his cowboy hat and just like sitting there. And then when the show was off, he just sat there like, ugh. I was like, man, I don't want to see this. Change that channel.
That's what I'm saying. You shouldn't have it. It's useless.
And the phone number here is area code 61-888-8811. Let me take it away with the little news that I have,
because
it's been
the news.
Hectic.
Week.
Yeah, hectic couple of days.
It's a week old crap.
Hot on the heels of the mild success of Tron Legacy, screenwriters of said movie have announced that they've written a 10-part animated miniseries for television.
Just hot on the heels. So, like, it came out a couple of weeks ago, and they're like, oh, it's doing so well, we should just write these. Or did they have them pre-written, and now that it's done, okay business, they're going to go ahead and greenlight it.
And then I write by morning, night, and afternoon, and pretty soon...
There you go.
A quote from the late... I don't know if he's like Tom Lehrer.
There you
hopefully
go.
He's yeah, not. Hopefully.
The plagiarism song.
So, yeah, it says that they've already written it. So I don't know if that means that they had planned to write it.
Well, I can see that becoming a... It's going to be a CGI... miniseries, cartoon, animated, because that's what they mean when they say animated these days.
Yeah.
It's CGI, yay, Tron, yay!
They've got Bruce Boxleitner to have his voice.
Do the voice, so the show Tron's actually going to be in the series.
Yeah. Elijah Wood, Linda Moore.
I fight for the users.
Linda Moore, Lance Erickson, and Paul Rubens.
I'm sinking. He's like down in the bottom of the lake with Leonardo DiCaprio right now.
Well, this is...
We got that reference.
I got it. It's set between the two movies. There we go.
We all got it.
So it's set between the two movies. So it's gonna be like the Clone Wars. The Clone Wars.
Yeah. Right. So Tron's probably still
not
with Leonardo DiCaprio.
So who knows what's going to happen, but the release needs to be announced, and that's what they're doing
Yay.
Right now.
Yeah. Tron's back. Yay.
Well, hopefully they don't call the thing Tron, and he'll be in it more.
Yeah. They'll call it not Tron.
Yeah, call it Flynn, and then Flynn will never be in it, and Tron will be, hey, look out, it's Tron. Where's Flynn? I don't know. Well, we mentioned him, so the title's justified.
But he got the last movie.
He got the last movie. Yeah. So the heck with it.
Yes.
You get one movie,
that's
it.
You know, even the scene where Bruce Boxleitner is in it playing Tron, because he's in it in the beginning and you see him, it's, the Tron character is actually off in the distance, he's obscured,
fuzzy.
He keeps getting obscured by Flynn, so you kind of see him, you're like, hey, that's Tron.
For a second I was like, is that, oh yeah, it is, yeah. How about
now,
that
every once in a while he looks like that guy on the news report that always like sneaks into the camera when the chick is doing the news report, and then one of the guys in the crew get off
and he's doing a moonwalk in the background.
Well, that's like Tron, it's like a little nameplate, hello, I'm Tron, in case you
I justify
know.
The title of the film.
Yes,
that's the sign he's wearing. Yes. I am justifying the title of the film.
Well, you know what's
I didn't, they didn't even give me a trailer. I'm Tron.
What is
I'm Tron. What is your excuse?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm going to get on my T-shirt. What is actually geeky cool is that even though he had this armor on his, he still has the three buttons. Because the original Tron has like three buttons on the top and then one in the center. You can actually see the three buttons on the armor of the Grinsler character, who is supposedly, whoever hasn't seen it yet, I'm sorry for spoiler, but the Grinsler character, actually you could see it, but it's obscured by the armor.
That's okay.
So you're like, if you know the character, if you know the configuration of the original character, you could see it.
See, that's what I got.
Well, actually, the person I was watching it with, I leaned over and said, that's Tron, and I ruined it for her. So, but, you know, that's what I do. I do that really well.
You run up and down the aisles all the way. That guy's
Tron. No, I don't
the boat sinks at the end.
I don't run, because I'm, you know, I'm lazy.
You walk gingerly.
I don't even walk gingerly.
He dies at the end. This is terrible.
When they put me in a wheelchair, they'll roll me down. I'll yell it out with a bullhorn. That's as much as I'll do.
I knew, not that this has anything to do. This is sort of like a Herman thing, so I'm filling in. I knew a guy who used to make movies, an independent filmmaker, and he used to use that as the dolly. Somebody used to wheel him in a wheelchair.
Dolly.
To zoom in, I thought it was incredible. Yeah. I saw that actually happen.
So what does it look like when you see the actual film?
Like coming in on what he was coming in on. Looked pretty damn good.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
So it's not like the Sam Raimi Super Zoom for Evil Dead, where it's like, you know, shaky going all the way through the woods.
No, it was a tiled floor, so that was good.
Nice
it was a nice smooth dolly,
awesome.
As we call it.
Because wheelchairs have
the rubber
wheels.
Thing. Yeah.
So what was that? Necessity over cost. Imagination is the best.
I don't know the actual phrase, but yeah.
Want that? What he said?
Yeah, that.
What he said?
Well done, Pee Wee.
Speaking of,
that's why he gets the big bucks.
Yeah. That's why he's the boss.
So speaking of 28-year-old movies.
28-year-old movies? Speaking of.
Every year, the Library of Congress chooses to preserve 25 films as part of its National Film Registry to preserve films of artistic, cultural, and historical significance. This year, Librarian of Congress James H. Billington announced that The Empire Strikes Back, Saturday Night Fever, Western McCabe and Mrs. Miller, and The Exorcist, and All the President's Men are among the 25.
After Kirsch.
Yeah.
Dies. That's great.
Yeah.
He wasn't there to see that.
That's like getting the letter from the president a week too late.
Oh, the pardon just came through.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, don't throw that switch.
Really?
By the way.
Really? I'm a pallbearer at the guy's funeral.
Yeah. Don't throw that switch. The governor just called.
Throw what switch? Didn't you see the lights dim?
What was that?
What do you think? The play was starting? I just fried the guy.
What was that in Top Secret when they were gonna shoot him and they had the old guy on the crutch on the wheel trying to get the phone in time?
I don't remember that at all.
Letting this name go. What was that name you just said?
Who's the guy? James H.
Who's
Billington.
A tonic?
James H. What?
H. Billington. B-I-L-L.
Billington. H. Billington. Oh, you could see him with a big cigar with the ascot.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm James H. Billington.
He's already a villain.
These are the villains we are going to save today.
Billionaire James H. Billington.
He's actually has handpicked all of the 550 titles
by
in the registry.
Really?
Yeah.
He's got nothing else to do. And he gets paid a lot of money. He gets paid over six figures to do that job, doesn't he?
Probably.
Yeah, all right.
Son, he's probably the one who bought those comic books for
$1 million each. Yeah. That guy's a jerk. I don't like that guy. He's getting paid a lot of money to do what I want to do for the rest of my life.
That guy's a jerk.
Oh my God.
Now we have the Library of Congress against us now.
No, just Billington. And he just doesn't like
me. But he's in charge, so he's not going to pick
like
our
me.
Show.
No,
to be
he'll differentiate. He watches movies all day. He doesn't listen to radio. he's watching DVDs all day. Don't worry about him. I got Billington. I'll handle Billington.
I got Shia. Yeah. You got Billington. Who do you got?
I don't know yet. But
not yet.
Whoever did Skyline.
Billington! Yeah.
Skyline!
Shia! Billington!
I understand they also picked out George Lucas's student film, Electronic Hallway, THX 1138, that the bigger movie was based on.
Okay. Well, Billington's choices are good.
Yes,
he just has the job I want.
Oh, so he's a
joke. He doesn't make bad choices. I like him. He's got good choices, but he makes a lot of money doing the job I want, and I'm not happy with that. Mm-hmm. So he's now the public enemy number one in Goblin Land.
Okay,
Billington.
So next week, Hassan has been arrested for trying to assassinate the librarian.
I don't assassinate. I'm too lazy. Plus, there's snow everywhere. They haven't dug us out yet. I can't get to Albany to kill Mr. Billington. I don't want to shoot anyone.
No. Yes, we're not.
We don't condone shooting.
We don't condone getting on a tower with our high powered shotgun.
No condoning turning your car on.
Congress librarians. We don't do that.
No librarians.
No turning on your car while you're in the middle of a snowdrift, and no murdering Congress librarians.
All right.
I might have missed that one, but yeah, that's a no-no.
Yeah, well, like I said, when you turn a car on, when you're in the middle of when you're buried under 15 feet of snow, you turn a car on. And a couple of years ago, a guy actually died like that. Uh-huh. He warmed up his car. He turned his car on to warm it up.
Yes.
And then
he
was like he's gonna dig himself up, but he got tired, I think, and he got in the car to wait
warm up,
to breathe and warm up, and he asphyxiated.
Yeah.
So we don't do that. Don't do that. That. Yeah.
Yes. Just it'd be a deterrent.
Get
for
a shovel,
show.
Have some diligence, wear some thermal wear and some long johns. Dig yourself out, drive your car to work, don't
slowly,
lose your job,
slowly.
Don't have an accident,
yes.
Don't asphyxiate in your car trying to warm it up in the morning while digging yourself
out.
There
you go.
Has been the Shovel Out Minute.
And no killing Congress librarians.
I
but you can choose them as enemies.
Okay.
As personal enemies.
There you go.
Do you have the news, Mark?
Yes, I have.
Oh, okay.
One last
don't
bit.
Want it to, Herman gets a soliloquy and I don't... That's fine.
We have one last bit of news. If you guys remember, last year at this time, they put out a list of the top most watched movie trailers out there, and one of which was the great classic, which was Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus, was the number
rightfully so.
One watched, out of all the movies out there, it was the number one watched trailer, and it turned out to be one of the most awesomely baddest movies ever.
It's awesomely good. It's so bad, it's good.
It's so
right
bad,
around.
It's good.
It goes
yeah.
around the spectrum and comes back around to being good.
It's
come on. That guy looks out a window and sees a shark. That's not even that guy's fault.
It's not.
He took a plane. He had no way to. He had no reason to expect he'd be eaten by a shark. There's no reason.
And he just didn't want to be bothered with what was going on in the plane. And that poor guy says, "I'm going to get some stress management and look out
the window. And a little soothing, I'll see some clouds go by. The serenity of the scene will calm me. Oh, shark! Oh, hell from beneath!
Oh, look at that! Look at that! Nice! Oh, the clouds where the angels say, "It's shark!"
If no one has actually seen this movie yet, you have to see it. Because the scene is better in the movie.
We reference this movie a lot. You got to go see that.
This movie
go on YouTube. It's all on YouTube.
It came from the radio.
It's in 10 parts on YouTube. Do it.
you can see it for free on YouTube.
Yeah.
You must do
10
it now.
Parts.
That's
YouTube.
What I did.
Any fan of the show who hasn't watched that movie is not dedicated to the show.
That's exactly. We've turned people around to see this movie.
Yeah, we haven't. It hasn't yielded the same results.
You won't even hate us because it's that bad.
I've heard some. Negativity coming off of that show. But it's,
really,
yeah.
How could that happen?
I don't know. I don't know what these people are smoking, but. So obviously they were into quality. I don't know what's up with that.
I don't know.
Unfortunately, this year there is no such movie on the list. It's all
darn it,
top movies. So
how come he didn't save that one?
They should have. That should have been the top ten in the top ten for the next year. It's like it's top ten movies that aren't coming out this year. It's still Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus.
What was the other big ones? There was another one that they just made right after that.
There's a ton of them.
Debbie Gibson
and
Tiffany
versus,
or something.
Out yet,
versus Super Shark. There's a lot of them, and there's Alligator versus Sharktopolis or something. There's a bunch of them now,
but it hasn't come out yet. They were filming it when
these films are going to be big, man. These are going to be cult supers. Yeah, Sharktopolis or something weird.
And they're supposed to be fighting in the swamp with Tiffany and
I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to have a marathon.
Octopus tentacles.
So this year's top 10 movies, most watched trailers, starting at number 10, going number 1, was Thor, Sex and the City Part 2, Pirates Part 4, Shrek 4, Toy Story 3, Alice in Wonderland, The Expendables, Iron Man number 2 at number 3.
Good one.
And the last two would be Harry Potter number 7, Harry Potter 7 Part 1, and then The Twilight Part 3 was the top
Eclipse.
It was the most watched movie trailer of
I thought
all.
The Green Hornet trailer was pretty good.
But no, it didn't make the list.
What?
It didn't make the list, which is funny. That trailer's been out for a while.
Yeah. It's winning me over slowly. As I see it.
I mean,
I didn't like that it was a comedy at first because it's got to be a comedy because Seth Rogen's in it. Right. It's got to be one of those like violent comedies that he
usually does.
And also,
Kato's a comedian.
Yeah, he looks good. Yeah. He's got to do a darn good job though. He's replacing the Jimi Hendrix of karate.
Yeah.
So he's got a lot of work to do. But it's growing on me.
Yeah, I tell you,
they got Black Beauty right so far. It looks like so.
I wasn't going to see it until I saw the trailers. Don't we have a show on that?
Yeah, saw the trailer.
And they got the heavy rock music on. It helps, you know. And it's kind of moving. It looks like it takes itself seriously as perhaps the bumbling son of the Green Hornet and how he tries to take over the franchise. So it could be interesting.
Could be. I would actually think that the Green Lantern trailer would have been one of the top watch ones.
It looks like a ripoff of the Green Hornet, like from the format.
Yeah.
Because it's another comedy, it's another comic book movie done as a comic comedy, which I'm sure is going to become the new trend of taking serious movies or serious comic book aspects and turning it into comedic things to keep the comic book movie trend going.
Because a lot of the big movie blockbuster guys are comedians now.
Yeah, well, so, good for them.
Unfortunately.
So Ryan Reynolds, even though I don't really have a problem with Ryan Reynolds, though he is a little annoying. He does annoy me. He annoyed me the heck out of me in Blade 3. He annoyed the heck out of me in Wolverine. I find him slightly annoying. I like him in Ryan Reynolds movies that are comedies, like Van Wilder and
Employee of the Month.
Waiting and for Just Friends. Like when he's doing comedies, it's fine. But when he's supposed to be like a serious action hero,
I'm just not
being a
what's the one that I told
a motor mouth jerk.
Buying the Cow. Did you ever see Buying the Cow? Oh, my God. You want to see a good Ryan Reynolds
I remember Ryan Reynolds when he was on Nickelodeon. He was on a Nickelodeon show called 15.
Really?
Yeah, when he was fat. He was a fat little kid. He was a drummer in a band. That's why I remember him. Because it was There was side stories of kids in this school, and some of the kids were in a band. They were a fledgling band. And the big problem with him is he didn't know how he was a bad drummer, so he kept speeding up and slowing down. And that was his arc as the story went on of him learning to be a drummer. That's why I remember him. But I was like, it's Ryan. That's a kid. When he was on Two Guys and a Pizza, Guys and a Girl, and a
pizza
shop,
place,
or whatever that was. I was like, that's a kid from 15. And then he became Ryan Reynolds, so now it's like it's
he's no
now I got dirt on him. That's kind of how it is.
You heard it here first. Yeah.
So it's kind of like I guess Jim Carrey was the white guy on Living Color.
Yeah, but it was he was literally a kid. He looked exactly the same except for now he's buff and whatever. But he looks exactly like it's unmistakably unmistakably him.
That's weird.
Yeah,
it's very weird.
He had to start somewhere. Everyone was a kid. Even you were a kid once, Mark.
I don't know. I don't remember that far back.
Neither do I, actually.
Charlie, you remember that far back?
No, because they had the wheels and the wagons.
There's no documentation.
Come on, old Nelly.
He had to smooth out his wheels every morning before he went to work. Where's the whetstone?
I actually had to shoe the motor. It was called Nelly, and it was, you know, put the milk in that back then. Okay, got to deliver it. But, Dad, it's 3 a.m, you know.
All right, when do you think it's not going to milk itself?
Work. I used to go to school with no shoes uphill, 6 miles.
Six miles.
Six different ways.
They were uphills both ways going to school, no matter which way you went.
Yeah.
And it was always a howling blizzard.
Yeah, it was every winter. So the blizzard started August 29th and went all the way through till June.
Right, till the end of school.
And you have to kill grizzly bears with your loose.
And then they put shoes on after school.
Wooden shoes.
After school, yay! Put on wooden shoes. Wait a minute, this doesn't seem much better.
This story sounds incredible.
You should make a movie about that.
It should be called Uphill Both Ways. It should be a comedy.
Yeah, really.
It would be a brilliant comedy.
Nobody has
yet
to document.
Some kid gets transported back in time to when his parents went to school, and it was actually he had to go to school uphill both ways, and there were like demons and monsters on the way to school. It was always blizzarding, and there was no heat anywhere, and he was. And at the end of it, he was still thankful for everything that he had. That's the whole story.
And he went to his room with nothing in it except a wooden rocking chair.
Yeah, pieces of coal under the Christmas
tree. And mattress on the floor.
Yeah, half a floor. He just levitated.
Parents beating him with a wick or a stick, whatever, a whippy stick.
Like, they beat me all the way up the street.
Go to your room and don't turn on that fireplace.
Having to get up at 3 a.m. to milk the cows before he's even allowed to go to school.
Exactly.
Yeah, we'll have it all in there.
It's got frostbite before he's... And then the kid sees what his father went through, and he comes back, and he's understanding, and he's loving. But he's still modern-day American and still entitled. So, he ultimately learned nothing from it, but he appreciates
now,
his dad.
Now you realize we'll be sitting here next year, and all of a sudden a movie will come out.
I know. We won't get a dime for it. But everyone heard it here first, because we have archives.
Yes, we
do. So we have the date of this show, and that we made it up, and we will sue.
What is today's date?
It's our own
Today's the 29th.
Yeah, it's the 29th of December.
Of December.
2010. So we are ready for our break.
We're going to get a break.
I'll be right back.
Bye.
Hi, this is Amory. You've heard my voice open and close the show. Now we want to hear your voice. If you have a business or product, you can record a commercial here. We offer 30 and 60 second spots. For more information, contact Mark at MFC_studios@hotmail.com. And now, here's some music.
Bottom of the sea. thick it will seem, but we'll be the first, the very first, to live such a strange new dream. There will be lost and free on our voyage to the bottom of the sea. On our voyage to the bottom of the sea.
Wow, that was hot. Now, back to our show.
And we are back. We came from Radio Snow Edition 2010. No, that's what it is.
Snowstorm 2010.
Yes, blizzard.
I actually missed the blizzard.
I was
lucky. I heard it was going to be a blizzard, and I ran home like a dainty little girl, and I just watched it from my windows, very calmly, very snug, or out the windows of watching it swirl around my building and watching people die outside and you get buried, and
hearing the yelling.
Yeah, and I didn't do anything for them.
Was that you who took the video of the truck smashing?
Oh my God! Did you see that truck?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't see that truck.
Oh, no.
That was like a blatant. I'm just getting out of here. I don't care what I screw
so
up.
So a truck was smashing into what?
So
a car?
An SUV.
Yeah.
Plow that went in and it got stuck, and then they needed to get towed, and they put the chains, and it's coming out, and it's bashing into the.
His SUV?
His parked car.
But there was a guy filming it from his apartment window.
Yeah, so you see him smashing into the poor guy's car.
And you see the guy go, oh my God, oh, are you stupid? Oh my God, that's all you hear.
So is it arguable that the truck was just swerving?
Oh no.
No, it's not. Okay.
No.
So that guy's got a serious lawsuit for the city.
Cha-ching, cha-ching.
Yeah, and when the truck annihilates this thing, and it's still one final thing because the shovel of the plow.
Yeah, it hits it again.
It hits it at the end as it's taken off. So it's the final.
And then they just leave.
And
they said they left a note. They said
He left no note.
Sorry. Oh, no note?
He didn't leave a note.
He left a note. Yeah, he took off.
Oh, I was told.
Did you see the video? Well, if he did, I'm sorry, but I didn't think he left a note.
I was told
he did. People call in if he left a note.
That's terrible.
He looked like he just took off.
That was my worst fear last year because my car was outdoors. So my worst fear was just someone was just going to slide right into the car. And there's nothing you can do because you can't even find those people.
My car was an igloo for a day.
And you just left it. Like
and let me tell you something. I shoveled out the door because I wasn't shoveling around. I shoveled out the door. And when I went in, it was nice and warm and toasty in that igloo. Yeah.
And just don't turn the engine on.
Thank God my friend Mike shoveled me out. I would have been there today saying, I can't make the show. I got to shovel out.
Just take your Snuggie and just lie. You get a big enough car, you can just lie down in there with the Snuggie on.
Yeah, that's how igloos work. Snow is actually a pretty good insulator.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I was stuck out there.
Unfortunately, I dug out the tailpipe.
Yeah, well, there you go. That's the first thing I did when I dug out last year. I just went for the tailpipe first, made sure it was, and then I made sure the car was warm. Right. And then
the wind dune was, perfect. It just, there was a bubble around the tailpipe. The wind dune just built up around it. And it was
I don't know why that happens, but it does.
Anyway.
Yes, so.
Shoveling out.
As we were mentioning earlier about all lists that are being made, I thought this week we can actually give our best of movie of the 2010 and the worst of 2010. We got a nice little list here that Hassan doesn't have his list. Why don't
I have my list? Because I picked the ones that I liked and the ones that I didn't like.
Hassan got it. So you're already set. So
I'm ready.
What is your favorite movie of 2010?
That is the problem because I have more than one.
Ooh, of course.
You gotta pick one favorite. It's only the favorite.
I have two. I can't pick one favorite. I've watched lots of movies. There was a billion movies that came out.
Yeah, this page is 10 pages long.
All right, my number one favorite was Book of Eli.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
My number two favorite was Inception. Which actually I think is a better movie. More intricate and well told for how intricate the plot is, but I really liked a lot of the stuff in Book of Eli. So I think Inception technically should be the best, but I saw Book of Eli first. I locked in on that one first. So my second one is Inception.
And Book of Eli came out in January, so it was one of the first movies.
Yep.
And then in July was Inception. So I had a 7-month head start.
Exactly.
And resonated with you for those
exactly.
extra 7 months.
It was great. It was a great movie.
Worst movie?
Now that's a longer list.
Which is your Transformers 2 of this year?
A list of well, you know what? There really isn't a outstandingly horrible movie.
Really?
This year.
Wow.
Not one that came to mind immediately, like Transformers 2 would have,
right.
or G.I. Joe. If we were talking about it, I think Black Swan was my least favorite movie.
That's right, that just came out.
Yeah, and I've seen it already, and I think it's number one in my list of bad movies. But my list goes as follows: Robin Hood,
yes,
Legion. Right. I was not a fan
with
of that.
The Angels, yes.
Yeah, Kick Ass.
You did not like that.
No,
right.
I did not. And we're gonna get sued for me saying the title. Daybreakers.
You did not.
No,
like
I did
Daybreakers.
Not like Daybreakers, and
wow.
I did not like Clash of the Titans.
Wow!
And but Black Swan would be the number one, and then my honorable ones are
mention.
Yeah, my honorable mentions are 1, 2, 3, 4 movies.
Really?
Yes.
What do you got?
Iron Man 2.
Is that good or bad? Honorable mention is.
That's an honorable. That's
okay.
That's good. Wolfman, good.
All right.
A-Team, good, and Scott Pilgrim.
Oh, okay. Well, I would say my number one movie this year would be Book of Eli, because that was I did not expect anything from that movie at all, and I saw it, and it had a great revelation at the end. And then when you watch it a second time, you can actually pick up all the clues going along, like, oh yeah, I see it. This is genius. This is awesome. A good honorable mention for a good movie I like was Piranha 3D, just because of the absurdity-ness of it. In 3D, seeing the fishes eating people is just like, it's just classic.
You know what, I have that at home. I have like a bootleg of it, but I still haven't watched it. I'm sure that would have made a list somewhere along the line, but I didn't get a chance to watch it yet.
And, you know, Jerry O'Connell plays the great douche, and you know, what happens to him is just they just make sure,
don't give it away.
You know,
like, don't give it away.
All right, you gotta,
wait, now. that's your worst?
Well,
so your favorite is Book of Eli?
Book of Eli is my favorite.
Right.
Honorable mention of a good movie would be the Piranha 3D. The bad one.
The worst movie.
It's really a tie for me. Airbender.
I forgot about that.
Terrible. I mean, I was like,
that.
Oh, this is just
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, that's one of my bad ones.
And
I'm going to add that to my list of bad movies.
It was so bad because I didn't expect too much out of it, but I was like, it looks good.
No,
how bad can it be?
It was terrible.
And I'm like, oh my God. And the guy with the staff, you know, that was like, it's just
that movie could
bad.
Have been like Moonacre. Like they did the and it was supposed to be like an epic Harry Potter-esque movie, and it wasn't. It didn't get any recognition, but when you watch it, it's an entertaining movie. It's a good movie. It's a good adventure movie.
Yes.
And it's very pretty. It's, you know, the standardized CGI is cheap enough now so that your average movie can actually look like an epic. It's really a wonderful thing. And The Last Airbender, in the hands of, let's face it, we have to call him an experienced director.
And by
was,
now.
Was a, probably should have been... Excuse me for speaking out the other end and not quite knowing what I'm talking about, but should have been a no-brainer, like a cakewalk for
right.
someone like M. Night.
Especially because he had the source material.
He had
was
source material.
A call epic series on
yes.
TV, so you could just like pick out the best parts,
right.
and this is it, and I'll slap it together.
And it's his main problem was the story basically was there. His main problem was the pacing and his directing of the actors for their, you know, for basic emotions.
Dialogue was not happening.
Yeah, it was.
It was the logic behind. I'm like, this doesn't make any sense.
Was,
this doesn't make any sense. What the hell's going on?
One of the few films where you watch it and you go, I really just can't really watch the rest of this. This is just aching me to watch it. And so, yeah, I forgot about the Airbender, but yeah, I got a lot to say about that.
And of course, the other dishonorable mention of bad movies, despite her best efforts, Jonah Hex, Megan Fox could not save that movie. And it's funny because they were back to back movies, and I saw the Avatar with you, like, oh, this is a bad movie. And then I went and I saw.
Jonah Hex
with Charlie, we saw it not the same time, but we saw that movie, and we're like, oh, this is just as bad. So, yes, that
was And no, she wore the same outfit, which wasn't, you know.
Should have worked.
She was trying very hard, but she, you know.
And poor
Megan Fox.
Yeah, and Josh Brolin couldn't save it. He came off of two really great movies of No Country for Old Men and American Gangster. He had a good year.
Yeah.
And he went right into, and W. He did a great job in W.
Yes.
And he walked right into Jonah Hex. I don't know what happened there. But
so I was like, man.
Hopefully he'll be able to recover from that, because they should. He's got three on his in it, three good ones and one bad one, so they should let him bounce off of that one.
So yeah, that was just the worst of everything this year.
That was, there you go.
What about you, Charlie? What was your?
I bet
favorite?
You. I know at least one of his
worst. I know the worst.
Want to start with that?
All right. Yeah. You want to? What's your?
Now I have two. You know, of all the movies I've seen,
right.
I should say this because I didn't see all of them, but Inception and...
that was your worst?
No. I would start with
your
my favorite.
Okay. Yeah.
And believe it or not, Alice in Wonderland. I really enjoyed Alice in Wonderland. And
I didn't actually see it, so I didn't put any of the movies, of course, that I didn't see. Right. So I heard from other people who agree with Charlie that it was a great movie,
and it was a sequel of sorts. So I thought it was a different.
And it was believable. It would actually, you could say, this is a good turn. I liked it because it was a. It wasn't Alice in Wonderland more than it was a sequel,
right?
You know, and they made a story that I never liked. Likeable to me, and that's why I liked it, because they made it believable.
Okay.
In other words, you know, well, I'm not going to, if people have not seen it yet.
Shame on you, it's one of the biggest movies of the year.
But again, Inception, it's like Hassan first said, you got to bring your brain to this movie, and I like that, because my brain has been left home so many times for these movies that I've been seeing that...
Actually, during the movie, they come in and they take it out.
Yeah,
it's required. Yeah, you can't
you know, like
in
the guy with the flashlight comes in there. Hey, did you bring your brain? Give me that. It'll be waiting in the lobby for you when you come out.
That was like the Last Exorcism. You walked in on us, and we were like,
but before you were like, this is a great movie, this is an awesome movie.
Terrifying.
And then at the end, I'm like, oh, this is terrible. Like, what happened? You were doing so well.
The ending was astoundingly bad. Okay, Charlie, so those were your best?
That was the best, and what's the worst?
Let's all say it at once, guys.
Skyline.
And let me tell you why Skyline made the worst.
There is no doubt
in my mind that it made the worst. It wouldn't have made my worst, except for the way they ended it.
The second ending. Or the first ending.
They put on that screen when I watched it.
I think the ultimate ending.
Right.
The first ending, it would have been perfect.
And it wouldn't have been my... I would have said, all right,
they
as we talked about, the whole movie is justified now.
Right.
You know, and even though it was... This is what it is, and I have to live with that. But then, when they were like, oh my God.
And you know what's funny? When you're watching it, it feels like it ended.
Yeah.
And it feels like you're watching like an extended or an alternate ending.
Like the credits
ending.
With the ending.
Yeah,
you know?
And you're like, this is part of the movie? This should be... This should not be part of the film.
And this is why I believe it should be the worst film in my repertoire
For
2010, yeah. And... The person who decided to go with that ending should never, ever make another movie again.
Well, unfortunately,
I know.
The guys who made that...
The Battlefield...
They're trying to make a sequel. I mean, a trilogy.
Well, they wanted, I guess that's why they put that ending on it, but they're making another movie, The Battlefield L.A. It's almost exact same special effects. That's why they're getting sued from Sony, because they were paid to make those special effects, and then they made their own movie with their own special effects.
The people who made that movie were special effects people.
So Battlefield L.A.
It's the same guys who made Skyline.
But it's not their movie.
No, it's their special
effects. They're doing the special effects.
Yes.
Right. Their special effects weren't that great.
I thought they were pretty decent.
And these were special.
They were decent for low budget, but I mean, to rob a company and steal the money for
allegedly.
The special effects.
Allegedly.
I'm just saying, for the controversy, it wasn't like you're doing Industrial Light and Magic or Weta Workshop, which is now the number two special effects house.
I'm you know, the... the skyline, I think, without the second ending, you know, it was a nice little... The theme was that they loved each other. That was the whole thing, and they got to it, you know, and I was right. And then, I was like, wow, I was actually surprised.
I agree with you that it did raise the movie, because as I was watching it, I went, wow, okay, that's pretty powerful, you know, and now I understand this whole movie. This whole movie is about love and hopelessness and this, you know, sometimes what happens to the people on the ground,
right?
You know, who some of the people who just don't get away from these from like what is it, War of the Worlds, or you know, Independence Day, or that stuff.
Or, or the bad acting.
Yeah. Well, you can't ever get away from that. But it you know, I really enjoyed it. And then they put that other ending on. I was like, oh wait, they're the heroes.
One of the tricks of being a good writer or a good cinematographer is knowing when to end it.
Yeah, when to cut.
That's also why you need a good editor.
So the editor was taking a nap that
day. And heaven knows, in Skyline, they had none of these above.
Well, they needed that ending because they needed to make a sequel. They're going to make
that
two
was
others.
Why. Yeah, it was
and they said, come heck or high water, they're going to make those sequels.
But yeah, so, you know, they could have made the sequel the way they ended the movie.
Yes, that would have been...
They could have ended the movie the way I thought they were going to end the movie, and then all of a sudden
if they were,
continue from there.
Yes.
If they were storytellers, I'm making an assumption now. If they were storytellers and not just people enamored with their own concept,
well, you're absolutely
more enamored with their own concept than they were enamored with the idea of telling a cohesive story, then they would have ended it the way we saw it.
They were special effects people.
Yeah.
The person who did the screenplay was a special effects person.
Yeah.
That's why you have all that amazing dialect going on and all that amazing... capturing storyline to keep you glued to that screen.
Riveted.
Yeah, and then you have that hero who just spurts cliches, and this was the first time I'm saying, oh, kill him first. Because I can't.
There's a lot of things you watch as an adult when you become more and more mature, and you understand in yourself how much you would put up with versus how much you would you know, would not be affected by something.
Right.
And then you start watching these films where the cliched things start to happen, like people are trapped in the place. And nowadays, unlike the old movies where they took their time to roll it out, give you decent foreshadowing or whatever, nowadays everything is so clumsy, so that one of the people that you're stuck in the room with starts to go crazy immediately and start acting weird.
Rolling a diamond,
get rid of that guy right away. There's a number of cliches where, as adults, and I guess it's not made for us. This is why we're annoyed with it, and other people like it.
Yeah,
there are certain things you do immediately that would alleviate some of the stress that you're going through, being attacked by aliens.
That guy's probably gonna kill you. All right, go out there and get
killed. We're gonna get rid of that guy. Either we're gonna get rid of that guy, or we're leaving. We're going to leave that guy in charge. He wants to be in charge very badly. We're going to leave him in charge. We're going to go to this other room, and we're going to take our chances.
I'll be right back with the car.
We
know he's going to screw us.
We're going to get killed, and it's going to be his fault, and then he's going to get away with it, and he'll be in the sequel.
Yeah.
You know, crying about what he did
and
to us.
It's the same thing when they kill the psychotic guy, the psycho.
Yeah.
And they kill him, and instead of running out the door, they go back to see if he's still
really
alive.
Dead? Let's check Bob.
Let me kick him for a...
It doesn't make any sense. Like,
Poking with a stick.
The new Dawn of the Dead, when they give the crazy guy the key. You know, it's like, okay, we're going to be right back. You stay by this door. It's like, this guy has been self-serving the entire film. He's been completely, you know, clandestine and all about his own survival. You know, take care of number one. The whole film. You left him with the key.
Yeah.
You left him in charge of the door. It makes no sense. And there are just a number of these things where you start to see them while you're watching. You're going, this is just a plot device to get us to
the next part.
Yeah, exactly.
I have a dishonorable mention.
Yes, what is a dishonorable mention?
Resident Evil, and I love them.
Yes.
I love them.
I was actually going to put that.
I love those movies, and
not
then
this
we
one.
Saw the last one.
Yeah, not this
and
one.
Talk about giving the crazy man, like telling the crazy man, get the hell out of here.
I just don't know how she survived that plane crash.
I was like, why didn't they let the guy in the plane go? Like, oh, we have to stop him, but he's the guy we don't like. Just let him go. Take the plane. We're not taking the plane anyway.
Yeah,
knock yourself out.
Yeah, let him go. Yeah,
I think you said that in the theater. You're like, why would you stop him?
Yeah, I'm like, wait a minute.
Look what's down there. He's not making it. Go. You know, if he gets there, he'll send him back for us.
Yeah, right. And if not,
yeah, I would be the first one to say, oh, he's volunteering. Yeah, go.
Yeah, it's not like if the plane lands on the street somewhere, the zombies are going to be able to fly it back. You know, it's pretty much, it's a lost cause in and of itself.
Right.
So.
But that's my dishonorable mention.
But therein lies again the constant movie cliche of the self-serving jerk.
Exactly.
Here's what I don't understand. If you are, this is why that concept never works. If you are absolutely self-serving, only thinking of yourself and only dedicated to your survival, you would stay with as many people as possible.
Right.
As many sane people as possible.
It defies logic that you would be betraying the people who are
keeping you alive.
Yeah. Or the people you could use as potential targets when the crap hits the fan, which it usually does. Once you've retreated to that last room where there's no way out, you know, after you've spent 2.5 hours, you know, retreating,
right,
you're going to need as many bodies as possible so you can climb on them and get through the air duct to get out. And every time, like, from starting with the first time I noticed it, with Burke in Aliens, like, the aliens have infiltrated the entire compound, and you're going to lock the only people with guns.
Yes. See you later, guys.
Yeah, and then try to run away. It makes no sense. It's absolutely stupid.
Well, the Robinsons kept trusting Dr. Smith.
But Dr. Smith understood, and I can't believe I'm going to argue for Dr. Smith, he understood how necessary the Robinsons were, even though he was constantly working against them. In the end, whenever things would go really bad, he would realize that his only hope were the Robinsons, and then he would switch
sides. He was working against them to his benefit.
Yeah, to his benefit.
He would
benefit.
Make them do things for his benefit.
Right,
yeah,
and then when he would betray them, and then, you know, whatever sinister mind power that he was betraying them to, it looked like it was going to betray him, he would go back and save the Robinsons.
Yes.
So it makes sense. This guy is strictly out for himself.
Oh, well, the pain. The pain.
Oh, my back, my delicate back.
Looking through,
but this, anyway, those would be.
What was your honorary? Your honorary was Resident Evil.
Yeah, that was the dishonorary.
I didn't, like I said, I didn't see enough just what we were.
I'm gonna throw out Machete as a good honorable mention. Machete.
Oh yes, Machete. Yes,
Machete.
Yes.
Machete was a great movie.
Yeah,
Machete was fantastic. That's what I was saying. The list was too hard. The list was hard just to come down with one.
The whole movie was a cliche, but it was entertaining.
It was fantastic.
Yeah, it was fabulous.
The movie was fantastic.
It was fabulous. Every time you convince me that Jessica Alba could go to bed with this guy, that's a fabulous movie.
Everybody did.
There's a fantasy for you.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. That.
The escape from the hospital was my favorite.
Number one.
And the thing is, they tried the same thing with Resident Evil, and it failed miserably. The same, you know, escape from the thing.
Because
it didn't work. I'm like...
Because it was a comedy. That stuff's not funny unless it's funny. It's not like a cool thing. It doesn't work. That's why it's funny.
Yeah, you're used to this guy. You're used to Robert Rodriguez with this stuff.
They had the setup.
You know, they actually took the time out to say, it might happen. It's possible. It's this long. It could be done. And then they do it. I'm like, you know, that was just awesome. It didn't just like, oh, I'm going to be able to because I'm a superhero. No, I'm Machete. I can do whatever I want.
No, yeah.
Just the whole idea that everybody gets it, even De Niro, you know? It's like, that's the beauty of it, you know?
Nobody
if anybody comes up to me, oh, I got argues about that, I go, get away.
Yeah.
Because obviously you're arguing, you don't get
terrible.
It. Yes.
Yeah. The movie
was
crap.
It was a brilliant piece of film. It was made to be like that.
Machete kills.
And Machete kills again.
Yeah.
And
And then the other one that I didn't like, I don't know if it was even this year, the bachelor party, was it this year?
No, that was last year.
Okay, so.
That was last year.
Last year, okay, good. Then I won't talk bad about it.
Paranormal Activity 2 is another dishonorable mention.
I haven't even seen it.
Wasn't even.
I almost had that opportunity to see it, but the knuckleheads that were going into that theater that night was a deterrent.
Yeah.
So,
they're screaming.
I just turned around and went
home. They're screaming and.
We're all going to die!
But those are mine, guys, okay?
No, those are good. See, those. I don't. Okay, good.
You know, I last week when we did the show, we actually did a show a year before the same date. So I was actually listening to the previous years to see what we were talking about.
Right.
And one of the news items we were talking about was Marmaduke, how they were going to make a Marmaduke movie, and we were just ranking all over Marmaduke, and that came out, and nobody went to see it. So
good.
It was one
good.
Of those
Stop.
Movies that
Stop doing that.
People got that for once.
I was told also to mention, so I guess this would be one of my dishonorable mentions would be Hot Tub Time Machine.
Really dishonorable?
Look, I like that movie. I enjoyed it. However, the person I saw it with did not. And so I was on their behalf, I mentioned it, even though I shamelessly laughed through that entire film with a big smile. I ate it with a big spoon.
And you know the fact that it was a time machine.
It did everything it said, but certain parties were not amused. So I mentioned that out of respect.
And of course, how they decided just go crazy with the ending, like go ahead, it was felt right in with the movie, like okay, I'm with you, I'm with you all the way.
I thought it was better than the Hangover. Which everyone raved about, but yeah, I didn't find as funny as everyone said it was.
Was not happening for me. I thought it was overexposed. I guess overexposed.
It was overrated. And then when you finally see it, it's kind of like, okay, this is a funny situation, and it escalates into funniness, but it wasn't quite funny enough. It just wasn't as funny as people said it was.
Yet it was it is the highest grossing R-rated movie comedy of all time.
Well, so
it's
good
like,
for them.
I don't understand it.
For them.
There was another movie that I just loved, and it was an animation, which you would animation.
Honorable
but
mention.
How to Train Your Dragon is an honorable mention.
Oh, that's a good
mention.
Movie. That's a good movie. I saw that.
To me.
I enjoyed it.
It was a wonderful movie.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Did Nine, it's not on my list, but did Nine come out this year? Because I know there's like two or three movies that are not on this list.
I don't believe it was this year. Because I saw it this year on cable, and it was about 4 or 5 months ago.
Hey, I never saw this movie. I'm reading your list. They made a movie about a jacket.
Yeah, there's tons
North Face.
Of lists of movies.
Yeah, there's a lot of them that I have seen.
Yeah.
A lot of them I've seen, and then a lot of movies I have seen that have come out, but I haven't actually viewed them.
Right.
So,
Iron Man 2 is a good.
Iron Man 2 is on my list.
There was a lot of movies that came out I never even heard of.
Now they've ruined Iron Man 3, or now that I hear that there's a potential ruination for Iron Man 3 coming. So.
It's the whole. I think it's all. Was it Ed Norton's fault? He started it.
Yeah.
I loved the Iron Man movie. I loved Iron Man 2.
Can I mention what I think personally is the worst movie I've ever seen? Period.
Ever?
Not this year.
Other than Skyline?
On the record.
Other than
the record.
Yeah, right. On the record. I think this is the worst. I have seen many movies that I did not like. A lot of movies that I usually watch. I usually take movies with a grain of salt. And if it's got a good story, regardless of the acting or regardless of the special effects, I will actually put in the category of like or enjoy. Or there's always something I can get from a movie for whatever reasons. And... This particular director, I've seen most of his films. I like some of them.
Okay.
I don't like most of them. There's only one of his films that I haven't seen, and I probably won't see it because I've seen the others.
Okay.
But it has to be for me The Fountain, one of the worst films I've ever seen in my entire life.
Okay. This is a good build-up. This better be an
It's just terrible as far as I'm concerned. It's one of those films, and this is why I think it's bad. There's going to be other people with tons of other opinions. It's one of those films that only the people who made it knows what it means, and they're not telling anybody. They're not interested in letting anybody know.
Not sharing
what
it honestly,
no, right. They're not. And all there's, right. I went and I got a cheap copy of it, you know, from a supermarket or whatever. I took it home. I put the commentary on. I was just, this movie's beat me. I'm beat by the movie. I don't know what the movie means. I'm gonna let them tell me. And they just wouldn't.
And
the director wouldn't talk about it. He would talk about the production or how things were made or whatever. It's Aronofsky. And I don't like it. He's the one who did Black Swan.
All right.
And for an Aronofsky film, Black Swan was okay. I didn't like it. It's my number one worst of this year, but it's an okay film in comparison to the Fountain, which was horrendous. Sorry. I just felt I had to mention that since we were talking about movies.
Really? So yeah. The movie was called The Fountain?
The movie's called The Fountain.
Never heard of it. Have you heard of it?
No.
When you see it, you'll know why.
But now I will never see it. And never.
I'll
because
lend it to
I
you.
Always.
I got it. I'm going to make you
Hassan's
see it.
Hassan's always on the button with these things. So it's sort of a safety tip. Stay away from
yeah,
the
Yeah, please. Do yourselves a favor. Yeah.
Let Me In. A good honorable mention.
Yeah, good movie.
It was pretty decent with
the I like the original better.
Right,
but,
I remember.
Yeah,
I know,
so well, let the right one in, but it's a good movie.
So we got a few minutes left, 2 minutes left for final thoughts. You've already had the build
don't
up.
Don't see the
so
phone.
We got
I'll just
Charlie.
Give two final thoughts that I'm not, which wouldn't be the final thought then, the yeah. first one wouldn't be, right? Just that next year,
yeah,
which
next year.
I got, I am incommunicado with New York's hottest model, Marissa Jade, and she will be hopefully on the show or, you know, a guest with us. And as always, the very talented photographer, Bria Tai, has some
she'll
new stuff.
Again.
So,
awesome.
You know, so I'm looking forward to the New Year's, and I will be at Margaret and Christine's for a book signing tonight. The pictures will be
You'll sign some shovels.
I'll sign anything.
I'll sign anything.
Yeah, if you have a shovel that needs to be signed, I'll sign it.
Remind me after the show, I've got this blank check here.
Okay, you got it. I'll sign it. That'll be Mark Torres on that check.
My final thought is that this was a great year we've had. This is one of the best years I think we've had for the show. It's actually getting for the new show, because we've been on for a while. We've been doing this for many years, and hopefully next year will be even better as we're getting more comfortable with our roles and everybody's doing their job, and hopefully Herman will make it back.
Comfortable
and
with my role. As jerk.
So we appreciate all you guys listening in, and once again, our archives are always available on the website, www.camefromradio.com, so you can always listen to us. We're also on iTunes and all that other things. You can join our Facebook page. You can like us. All the news items that I always mention here are always up on the Facebook page. You can make comments, and I will read them on the air if it's something good. Not no, you suck. I'm just saying. And that's about it for the 2010 Snow Blizzard Edition. We will see you next year, which
happy
is next
new
week.
Year.
Yeah. Happy and safe New Year.
You have been listening to It Came From the Radio with Mark Torres. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests did not necessarily reflect the views of WGBB, the owners, or staff. And now we return you to your earthly scheduled broadcast.
In the previous program did not necessarily represent those of the staff, management, or owners of WGBB.